On the evening of the last day of his October 1995 visit to the United States, Pope St. John Paul II was scheduled to greet the seminarians at St. Mary's Seminary in Baltimore. It had been a very full day that began with a mass at Oriole Park in Camden Yards, then a parade through downtown streets, then a visit to the Basilica of the Assumption, the first cathedral in the country, then lunch at the local soup kitchen run by Catholic Charities, a prayer service at the Cathedral of Mary Our Queen in North Baltimore, and finally, a quick stop at St. Mary's Seminary. And the schedule was so tight, the plan was simply to greet the seminarians while they stood outside on the steps. But in typical fashion, Pope St. John Paul II said, "I want to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament." The Pope was planning on going into the building. Well, when his wishes were made known, security flew into action. They swept the building, paying close attention to the chapel where the Pope would be praying. For this purpose, highly trained dogs were used to detect any person who might be present any place in that building. The dogs are trained to locate survivors in a collapsed building after earthquakes and other disasters. These highly intelligent and eager dogs quickly went through the halls and the offices and the classrooms, and then they were sent to the chapel. They went up and down the aisles of the chapel, and they passed all the pews. Finally, they went into the side chapel where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved. Upon reaching the tabernacle, the dogs sniffed, they began to whine, they pointed, and they refused to leave. Their attention was riveted on the tabernacle until they were called by their handlers. They were convinced that they discovered someone there. We, all of us, believing Catholics, know that the dogs were right. They found a real living person in the tabernacle. Try to imagine the scene in the gospel today. There were more than 5,000 people in a deserted place. They had no food or shelter, yet they would not make the journey to the nearest town unless Jesus dismissed them. They were so happy simply to be with him, even if it meant going hungry for a day. This feast of Corpus Christi that we are celebrating today, the body of Christ, is the core of our faith. It is our recognition that the bread and the wine really and truly become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And that's why I love that story that I just told you, where even the dogs recognized the physical presence of Jesus in the tabernacle. Yet the vast majority of Catholics take him and this most precious gift for granted. That is, if they believe it is really and truly the physical presence of Jesus at all, and not just a symbol. You've all heard the survey about 5 years ago. 73% of Catholics believe that it's just a symbol. So that brings a serious question to my mind and my heart. Are we trying to lead a good life, or do we know Jesus? Are we trying to be good, or do we know God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? You know, more and more, I think the Catholic Church is made up of people who are trying to be good, but they don't know God. I want to make it clear, it is extremely important to be good. We will be judged according to our actions. There's no question about that. In the Gospel of St. John, Jesus says, "He who loves me keeps my commandments. He who does not love me does not keep my commandments." That seems pretty clear. So how we live is very important, and we don't want to minimize that. But however important that is, it does not mean that we are living a Catholic Christian life. Why? Because a Christian knows God. He doesn't just know about him. It means having a friendship with him, having an intimate relationship with him. And I'm not sure that many of us have that. And you know why? Because we do not spend time with him. Now again, I'm not trying to minimize praying with the scriptures or doing your daily prayers. I strongly encourage you to do that. But if we really want to come to know Jesus, then what better way than to come here and be in his very presence so as to experience his love through his physical presence? We have 24-hour adoration so that we could be in his presence. More than 5,000 people were in a deserted place in the gospel without food, and they would not leave the physical presence of Jesus. And the apostles, those were the closest ones to Jesus, but I wonder how well they knew him. Why? Because what were they concerned about? They were concerned about nourishing the people with food for their bodies. But what we need to understand is that the more than 5,000 people were eager and excited to continue to listen to Jesus. They weren't worried about bodily nourishment. They were spiritually empty as their stomachs were physically empty. And they were receiving so much spiritual food that they wanted to stay and take it all in, everything that Jesus had to say. On this feast of Corpus Christi, let's remember that excitement of those hungry souls and the way that Jesus fed them, both spiritually and physically. And I don't want to forget that very last detail about the 12 baskets that was left over. Jesus was perfectly capable of giving the people the exact amount of food that they needed. But he chose to give them far, far more. You see, the body and blood of Jesus is far, far more than we can imagine. The body and blood of Jesus can swallow up all of our needs. He can consume all of our wants and desires. He can far surpass all the power we have ever known. He can calm our nerves and soothe our desires. He is here in the tabernacle to comfort us with his rod and staff, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He can take away all of our fears, and he does all of this because he can love us beyond the beyond and promises to be with us physically, with us always. When we come to the Lord at Mass, we come with nothing but our empty baskets. And I propose that we should try to make visits to him here in the church, where he waits as the prisoner of the tabernacle. He wants us to come to him with our empty baskets, and he won't disappoint us. He won't leave us hungry. His living bread doesn't just meet our needs. It overflows. Remember the excitement of the crowd in the gospel. They were not just busy about trying to lead a good life. They were interested in coming to know Jesus, and they were willing to spend time with him. Like them, any spiritual hunger that we experience can be filled abundantly through Jesus. Don't let the dogs know Jesus better than you do. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.